We are now convened as the Marin County Housing Authority Board of Commissioners for Tuesday, November 18th, 2025. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Commissioner Lucan?
Here.
Commissioner Colbert?
Present.
Commissioner Kenson? Here. Commissioner Hall?
Here.
Commissioner Brodoni?
Present.
Commissioner Moulton Peters?
Present.
President Sackett?
Present. We'll take up agenda item 14A, which is the closed session item on the Executive Director of the Marin Housing Authority. And we will recess to closed session to discuss the public employee appointment for the Marin Housing Authority Executive Director. Before we do so, we will take public comment on this closed session item. Is there anyone in the chambers wishing to make public comment on this closed session item? I'm not seeing anyone in the chambers, and I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom, so we'll close public comment, and we will recess into a brief closed session. And then we will reconvene right after that. Okay, we are reconvened in open session as the Marin County Housing Authority Board of Commissions. We gave direction to staff to plan the recruitment for the executive director, and the County of Marin, under an MOU with the Housing Authority, will lead that recruitment, and there will direction was given to staff regarding nationwide recruitment and moving that process forward. Thank you. So now we'll move on to item 14B, the executive director report and board matters. Are there any, we'll start with the executive director's report.
Great, thank you. Good afternoon, commissioners. I have submitted the executive director's report for your review, and we also left a few photos up there. We have a new construction trades program in Golden Gate Village that started last week. We will have Juanita Edwards, who is running the program, will be here next at our next board meeting to give a report, but I wanted you to see some great pictures. There was a really great turnout. I also mentioned it in my executive director's report. But I have asked today Christina Sierra, who is our director of development and community revitalization, to give a brief update on the electrification project that your board approved. I believe it was in last July, that we move forward with some of our senior disabled properties, three of the five senior disabled properties. And we just wanted to give a brief update on how that project is going and where we're at with it at this point. Thanks. You're on.
Hi, my name is Christina Sierra, and I will be providing an update regarding the AMP2 electrification project, which you approved in July. This was for Casanova, Homestead Terrace, and Venetia Oaks. We were able to work on 32 of the 40 units of Casanova, and they all have new HVAC electrical systems. And they have 10 out of those 40 units have water heaters. They all received electrical panel upgrades as well and are preset for future electrical upgrades. Homestead Terrace, out of the 28 units, all of the 28 units received HVACs and none of them received water heaters, but they are also all preset for future electrification upgrades. They also received all of the electrical panel upgrades. And for Venetia Oaks, 24 of the units received new HVAC systems and no water heaters. We worked with the Association for Energy Affordability, which they were able to get us about $2 million worth of funds for this project. And again, they all received electrical panels. They received new electrical water heaters, HVAC systems with remote control access. Some of the units received two because of the unit size and locations. And all of them are preset for future upgrades. We are working we're at a 95% of the project completion. And it's only pending electrical LED upgrades as well. So we're doing that, and we're doing low-flow aerators for all of the units as part of this project. We are also continuing to work with the Association for Energy Affordability to get additional funds for 2026. They have said that we are eligible to get a huge rebate for that year as well and continue with the project. Thank you.
And I just want to follow up. The team has done an amazing job. It's, as you'll see in the report, there's a lot of residents who have given us some really good feedback. It's been a very smooth process. Carrie Smith, who's our property manager in the five complexes, has really taken a heavy lift to get all of this work done. It's a lot of work. It was a lot of it was under the rebates. So really excited that we are able to move this project forward and almost get complete in a few months. So it's been great. And that really concludes my executive director's report.
Are there any board of commissioners who would like to make any announcements? Board matters. Commissioner Hall.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to say First and foremost, thank you, Kimberly, for the work that you've done. And I really appreciate this. And also to our county council, Renee Brewer, for keeping us legally safe. Thank you very much for that. So that, and also, I'd like to thank all of the people from the outside. This thing couldn't have happened without some of the pressure and some of the safeguards from the people outside asking questions, helping move this thing forward. I can't tell you how thankful I am for the Main Street Moms, the Redwoods, and also that superstar, Barbara Bogart. I can't tell you this. And also, I'd like to acknowledge Aura Hathaway, who's been here, who's really, you know, she's always presented us with what have, what if, and what the possibilities are. I'd like to thank her for that. And also Miss McLemore, who's been a stalwart in this thing as long as I can remember. But also, I would just like to say thank you for the tenants of Casanova who invited me out to see their place and just the concern from the residents. And I'd just like to say thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Hall. Commissioner Kansen, did you have?
Yes, I'm going to double down on what my fellow commissioner said as we near toward your final days with us. I really want to appreciate all your hard work, and you have a hell of a legacy to follow. So I want to thank you, and Renee, of course, always. Thank you, Christina. Thank you for all the people that work so hard at Golden Gate Village. It's not easy, and, you know, there's always something, but, you know, we strive to reach across the board and work with each other, and that's what makes it okay. I also want to announce that I'm part of a neighborhood response group with our community leader, Felicia Gaston, and one of our Sausalito residents, Greer Westerlink. And on December 6th, we will be having an evacuation rehearsal. We've had amazing help from Chief Jason Weber, who's just beyond, and the whole Office of Emergency Management. And we want to try to get, we're only 13% signed up for Alert Marin, and so we want to try to have everybody sign up for Alert Marin so they can get that. I mean, it's been a huge undertaking. I think we're on our third year. There was no alert bell in Marin City. There was no evacuation map, and we have all of that thanks to our hardworking police and fire and Office of Emergency Management. And I mean, Marin County's awesome. But so if we could get our residents signed up for that, and, you know, get it out there so that everybody remains safe. As we know, Marin City has, you know, one way in, one way out. So it's important that we, you know, try to rehearse this evacuation and have everybody go toward the shopping center and just be present. And I really appreciate all the hard work. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other Board of Commissioners matters? I'm not seeing any. So we'll now open it up for public comment on the Executive Director's Report, on Board of Commissioners matters, and for items not on the agenda. So anyone wishing to make public comment, come on up.
For thanking others and myself. I also want to say it's really a joy to talk with Molly and hear about all of the upgrades that are happening in AMP 2. Very thankful for that. Always thankful when people are able to give praise. And I did I do read the executive report and everything before I come here, so there were a lot of people that gave praise. I did want to speak on something that's not on the agenda, and that's the historic tax credits. And I'm just hoping that as we go forward into phase two and phase three, that we will be doing the due diligence to get those historic tax credits brought forward and applied to the project. Thank you so much. And lastly, I'm going to leave a minute, maybe even, not even talking that much. But I did want to also say that I have sent all of you Daniel Rorick's recommendations for which I sent all of you a digital copy, but Sarah and Homer, you can get a hard copy, and I gave a hard copy to Stephanie Moulton Peters, which was written in 2021 when we thought the resident council plan was going to go forward with the resident council and the residents. And in fact, that got flipped. But it still is a very wonderful document that Daniel Rorick, who put Golden Gate Village on the National Register for Historic Places, did for the Golden Gate Village resident council to actually lay out step by step how it should be rehabilitated to the best of his knowledge on how it was built. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, good afternoon, Marguerite Moriarty. First, I wanted to start with that I'm so glad to hear that the job training is going. I saw Juanita Douglas, and she said that there were 35 applicants, 25 were accepted, and 10 are on the waiting list. And I just want to wish everyone, all the applicants and the trainers, the very best. Last month, in the executive director's report, Kimberly Carroll reassured Terry Green that there would be two separate consecutive leases for 20 years for Golden Gate Village and the investment partner, I guess. I mean, that's how I understand it. So to the extent that anything can be certain, did Ms. Green receive a confirmation in writing as to that being the case? And then given the problem with homelessness and efforts being made to get people housed, I was at the San Rafael City Council meeting last night. that was quite a scene. Anyway, I'm curious about the number of people still not in good standing at Golden Gate Village and what efforts are being made to remedy this. It seems like a missed opportunity if we cannot work with the residents to cure this issue and begin again. And I don't know if I'm showing my naivete here, but last month, Royce reported that David Levin and Ilya Philbus had written an MOU, and she didn't understand why it was changed, deleted, or whatever. But I'm wondering if Supervisors Moulton Peters, Rodoni, and Commissioner Hall, since they're on that other program, if they could meet with Kimberly Carroll and you know, try to work out some memorandum of understanding. You know, I mean, I just think it would be a
building
block. And finally, I just want to say...
You can just wrap up.
I will, I promise.
Okay.
15 seconds. Yesterday, I went door to door at Village Odudawa because we're having a potluck for those people at the senior center. And I can tell you from my own experience that going door to door and meeting people face to face, you know, and happily, and they were all so grateful. And most of them are really poor elderly people.
Thank you, Marguerite, for doing that. Anyone else wishing to make public comment? Not seeing anyone else in the chambers. I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom, so we'll close public comment. We will now move on to items 14C, 1 through 3, the consent calendar. Does any board member wish to pull an item from the Marin Housing Authority consent calendar? I'm not seeing any. I will now take public comment on the consent calendar. Is there anyone in the chambers wishing to make public comment on the consent calendar? Not seeing anyone in the chambers. I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom. We will close public comment. I'll call for a motion to approve the Marin Housing Authority consent calendars, items 14C1 through 14C3 as presented.
Second.
We have a motion by Canson, a second by Lucan. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Supervisor Commissioner Lukin?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbert?
Aye.
Commissioner Canson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hall?
Aye.
Commissioner Rodoni?
Aye.
Commissioner Moulton Peters?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackett?
Yes. That motion and the consent calendar are adopted. Moving on to agenda item 14D, the Marin Housing Authority executive director salary range. This is a request to approve the County of Marin staff recommendation to establish a salary range for the Marin Housing Authority executive director position effective upon the start date of the newly appointed executive director. And I will turn it over to the County of Marin Human Resources Director, Christina Kramer.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Thank you for having me. I am the County of Marin's Human Resources Director, but I am here because of a memorandum of understanding between Marin Housing Authority in the county for county HR to conduct the recruitment and do some of these administrative processes to get ourselves set up for the recruitment. So I'll just be very brief since the staff report pretty much tells it all. We haven't done a recruitment, a full outreach recruitment in about 10 years. And then the job class description hasn't really been evaluated since 2004. So the recommendation and requirement by law now is to have a salary listed in a job announcement. We are preparing that recruitment on behalf of MHA and in collaboration with the commission. So I am here to recommend a salary range for the executive director, as you stated, to be effective upon the start date of that next individual. To give the delegated authority to me and or my staff to take any necessary job description updates to modernize the position, but not with the intent of not changing the intent and the purpose, you know, the essential functions of the role, but just to update perhaps qualifications, modern use of words and terms and whatnot in the world of executive directing of housing authorities. And then to also just affirm that County Human Resources is coordinating this recruitment. So those are my recommendations, and that are before you today.
Thank you very much for that overview and presentation. Would you like to chime in here?
Thank you, President Sackett. Yes, I would ask that you, the salary.
Still not on, sorry. There you go, you're on.
The salary schedule is up for your review to either approve or send back to staff for further review.
Thank you very much. I will look to my fellow commissioners. Does anybody have any questions for Christina Kramer or council on this item? I'm not seeing any questions from the board. I will open this item up for public comment. Is there anyone in the chambers wishing to make public comment on the executive director salary range? Not seeing anyone in the chambers. Looking online, I'm not seeing any hands raised on Zoom, so we will close public comment, and I will call for a motion to approve the recommended salary range for the Marin Housing Authority executive director position, effective upon the start date of the newly appointed executive director.
I'll remove the recommended salary range effective on that start date.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Lukin, a second by Colbert. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Commissioner Lukin?
Aye.
Commissioner Colbert?
Aye.
Commissioner Canson?
Aye.
Commissioner Hall?
Aye.
Commissioner Rodoni?
Aye.
Commissioner Moulton Peters?
Yes.
Commissioner Sackett?
Aye. That motion passes. Thank you very much. And we are now adjourned as the Marin County Housing Authority Board of Commissioners. Our next Marin Housing Authority meeting will be on Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. Thank you, and enjoy the November Thanksgiving holiday.